0.4% on the sale price of wheat in the state is targeted to the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff, a program striving to enhance profit opportunities for wheat farmers. Five farmers appointed to the South Dakota Wheat Commission direct wheat checkoff investments, supporting research, education, and promotion of wheat. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Jonathan Kleinjohn reports the world supply of wheat is challenging wheat prices globally, while drought here at home has been tough for South Dakota growers.
We were so dry that a lot of the winter wheat acres were abandoned. Spring wheat acres held in pretty good, but winter wheat harvest is going to be down substantially. So our budgeted income this year is going to be quite a bit less than we've seen the last couple of years.
The budget for fiscal year 2027 is right at $1 million, calculated from an expected statewide wheat crop of 48.2 million bushels. Kleinjohn indicates surveys reveal South Dakota farmers see research as the top priority for their wheat checkoff monies.
Over half of our budget, sometimes as high as two-thirds, goes to SDSU for research. And when that research is funded, the priority has been the breeding programs first, followed by the pathologists.
Both winter and spring wheat breeding programs are active in South Dakota and consistently release new and improved wheat lines to the public. Kleinjohn points to SD Pheasant, SD Andes, Ascend SD, and Braun SD as some of the most recent varieties developed for South Dakota farmers. Learn more about the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff at sdwheat.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.